From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The State Department is warning Americans overseas to be vigilant about their own security, with anti-U.S. protests expected this weekend over a Florida church's plan to burn copies of the Quran. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs had scathing words for the pastor organizing the burning.
This is a desperate man seeking the attention of the better part of the world.
Security has been stepped up in Gainesville around the church and the University of Florida ahead of the burning, which is scheduled for Saturday, 9th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Army commanders are denying Purple Hearts to soldiers who've suffered concussions and explosions, despite Army regulations that say concussions clearly merit the honor. The military awards Purple Hearts to troops wounded by the enemy, but as NPR and ProPublica have found, there's still widespread skepticism in the military that concussions are really injuries. We have more on this from NPR's Daniel Zwertling.
NPR and ProPublica have obtained evidence that shows that some top medical commanders in Iraq decided a few years ago that they should not give Purple Hearts to many soldiers with concussions because they thought it would cheapen the award. An Army researcher named Rodney Colgin discussed Purple Hearts and concussions late last year at a conference of brain specialists. This recording has not been made public before.
There was a push by the higher-level commands to not be seen to be giving these out for just any old injury.
The head of the Army's medical command in Iraq, General Joseph Caravallo, put out a memo that hasn't been publicized before. It makes it tougher to get Purple Hearts for concussions than any other war injury. Daniel Zwertling, NPR News.
Firefighters in Colorado have managed to contain about 30% of the major wildfire burning west of the city of Boulder. But Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verley reports that the fire has already destroyed nearly 170 homes.
This is one of the most destructive fires in Colorado's history, but officials say there are currently no reports of casualties or missing people. Firefighters made progress with the blaze yesterday, and some of the 3,500 residents evacuated will be allowed back into their homes soon. But Boulder Sheriff's Commander Rick Bruff says they're asking individuals to grab what they need and leave again, because the area is still dangerous.
You have embers that are blowing. Those could blow across the lines that they have set up right now, starting fires beyond our current lines.
550 firefighters are currently working on the fire, which is about 8 miles west of Boulder. Emergency officials say it could still be more than a week before the wildfire is fully contained. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Boulder, Colorado.
The governor of Texas is declaring disasters in 40 counties affected by Tropical Storm Hermine. Rick Perry conducted an aerial tour of flooded parts of central Texas today. At least 2 people have been killed in the storm. This is NPR News. One of 3 American hikers held prisoner in Iran for more than a year on espionage charges may be granted freedom this Saturday. In a text message to reporters, the Culture Ministry said today that Iran would release an individual as an act of clemency to mark the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. The U.S. says it is uncertain if Iran's announcement is legitimate. The Transportation Department says highway deaths in the U.S. have fallen to their lowest level in 60 years. Danielle Carson reports several factors are being cited for the decline.
Traffic deaths fell nearly 10% last year to almost 34,000. The Governor's Highway Safety Association says crackdowns using cell phones, buckling up seatbelts, and sobriety checkpoints are helping reduce traffic deaths. But Executive Director Barbara Harsha says there's plenty of room for improvement.
We're still killing more than 33,000 people a year, and one of the most effective ways to address the speeding issue is through automated enforcement, and European countries like France have done that extremely successfully.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says crash-related injuries cost nearly $100 billion a year. It says tougher driving laws are still needed in many states. Some still don't require helmets for motorcyclists or have weak laws involving convicted drunk drivers. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
We're still seeing gains in U.S. stocks. At last check, the Dow was up 36 points at 10,423. NASDAQ Composite Index up 9 points at 2,238. S&P 500 up 6 at 1,105. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.